Good day, and welcome to Communion of Saints from stjeromeschapel.org. I'm your host, Micah Jackson. Today is November 10th, 2005, the Feast of St. Leo the Great. If you look in the history books, you'll find lots of information about Leo the Great. You'll read about how he was unanimously elected pope in the year 440, and you'll be sure to learn that he was the one who solved the mystery of Christ's nature by describing Christ as being fully human and fully divine, in a union of natures rather than a union of persons. Leo's formulation was so innovative and so quickly and widely accepted that the Council of Chalcedon accepted it as Christian doctrine in 451, and it has never been surpassed to this day. In fact, it's one of the only doctrines that is accepted as true by all Christians. Roman Catholic, Orthodox, and Protestant theologians all agree with Leo. No wonder he's called the Great. It might seem that we could use a guy like Leo today. The Church is beset on all sides by bitter doctrinal disputes, and sometimes I feel that I would like a wise leader to appear and explain it all to us. God hasn't provided that leader to this age. And maybe that's okay. We'll just have to work out our own salvation in fear and trembling, as Paul says. But there is another way that we could use a guy like Leo the Great. And this is not necessarily one of the things you'll read in history books. When Attila and the Huns were poised to sack the city of Rome, Leo, as their bishop, negotiated with the great warrior. He was able to convince the Huns to spare the city. Again, later, when the Vandals threatened to destroy Rome, he wasn't able to negotiate a complete peace, but he did persuade them not to burn the city or to murder all of the inhabitants, a common fate in cities the Vandals overran. If Leo were alive today, I imagine he would be working right alongside our contemporary religious leaders who are speaking out in favor of protecting innocent lives and against the excesses of violence that plague our society. Leo is a wonderful example of the kind of thinking, active faith Christianity can be. He is comfortable thinking hard about the most complex doctrines, debating his conclusions with theologians, and winning. He is also comfortable meeting with tyrants and reminding them of their responsibility to the innocent and defenseless, and winning. That's why we read this passage from 2 Timothy today. For this reason, I remind you to rekindle the gift of God that is within you through the laying on of my hands. For God did not give us a spirit of cowardice, but rather a spirit of power and of love and of self-discipline. We all have this gift Paul speaks of. Come to think of it, maybe God has sent the Church someone wise and brave like Leo the Great. Maybe it's you. Let us pray. O Lord our God, grant that your Church, following the teaching of your servant Leo of Rome, may hold fast to the great mystery of our redemption, and adore the one Christ, true God and true man, neither divided from our human nature nor separate from your divine being. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Thank you for listening to Communion of Saints. Please join us tomorrow at stjeromeschapel.org for the Feast of St. Martin of Tours. I'm Micah Jackson. May God be with you.